In the past, it's been difficult to unit test SharePoint web parts because of the obvious dependency on SharePoint itself. Here, a typical unit test contains code that creates, modifies, and then cleans up a simple SharePoint list. You can run the test, but it will take some time to spin up all the SharePoint infrastructure required to support the web part. The addition of SharePoint Emulator to Visual Studio 2012 means that with just a few lines of code, you can perform unit tests of SharePoint code without SharePoint. The test will pass, as you would expect it to, but this time the test runs in a fraction of the time that it took before. Of course, it's impossible to simulate all of SharePoint. This second test already has the code to leverage the SharePoint emulator. But the test fails because the emulator does not support the SharePoint list getItems method. But it turns out that the SharePoint emulator is built upon the Fakes framework, which means that with just a few lines of code, you can create a shim that handles the getItems query. This time, the test is successful even when run in the SharePoint emulator. If you are responsible for maintaining or debugging SharePoint sites, you're already familiar with the standard error handling, and you know that each error comes with a correlation ID. With Visual Studio 2012 and IntelliTrace, you can use that correlation ID to quickly locate potential problems. You have to do a bit of setup, which in this case involved extracting an IntelliTrace cab file to the desktop. The cab file includes a PowerShell module specifically built for IntelliTrace. Once the module is loaded, you can start tracing. Note the ASP.NET collection plan and how the log file directory is specified. With tracing enabled, refreshing the SharePoint page will show the same error message, but a new correlation ID, which we can copy to the clipboard. Then we stop the IntelliTrace collection so that the trace file is no longer locked. Double-clicking on the trace file opens it in Visual Studio 2012 and displays an interactive view that allows us to jump right to a specific correlation ID. Note all the events that are associated with this particular web request, including events specific to SharePoint user profile activity. Recall that we saw an error related to a property called Allow Unsafe Updates. You can filter to display just exceptions and search for specific text. This exception shows the same error message that we saw on the web page. By clicking Start Debugging, we are taken directly to the line of code where the exception occurred. The IntelliTrace window allows us to explore the current web request even further. In the code, we can see that Allow Unsafe Updates is set to false. We'll simply set it to true, save, and redeploy. Switching back to IE and refreshing the page, we see that the page now displays correctly. Visual Studio 2012 features significant enhancements in the area of web and load testing your SharePoint sites. You can begin by creating a web performance and load test project. By default, Visual Studio launches a browser so you can start recording your test. As you navigate to your SharePoint site, each HTTP request is recorded in the web test recorder. This particular test will consist of a simple document upload. Note that all requests are getting recorded, even those that would typically be cached and not served by SharePoint during a load test. Once we complete the recording, Visual Studio examines the web test looking for dynamic parameters. The web test is modified. Essentially, it is parameterized so that sites and lists are dynamic instead of being hard-coded. Extraction rules are generated automatically for you. In this case, a rule has been created which extracts the list ID of the shared documents list and replaced it with a context parameter. You can add your own extraction rules. Note how the tool supports functionality unique to SharePoint. You can see how the parameters are used. List ID is parameterized so that the test can be run against different lists. And the site name is parameterized as well, so that the test can be run against multiple sites. When the test is run, the entire web test is replayed against our local SharePoint instance. The test passes, and now there are three documents instead of one. The second document was uploaded when the web test was generated, as Visual Studio automatically plays the test back upon creation. The third uploaded document is the result of our test run. Note how each document is uploaded with a unique ID, which will allow this test to be run repeatedly, or even simultaneously, during a load test. In Visual Studio 2012, note how the tooling has been enhanced to better support SharePoint web tests. This is the new noise filtering feature, which removes the requests for typically cached content mentioned earlier. You can also see the site name parameterization feature enabled here, as well as a regular expression-based validation rule designed to capture and report on SharePoint errors.